Now, it's a new year, and for many in the region, it means trying to get back into employment after being made redundant. Liam Horan from Slianua Careers will give us help and advice on curriculum VTs, your cover letter, your interview training, and a mock interview. And Liam joins me on the programme this morning. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Mags.
Now, I suppose, Liam, unfortunately, a lot of people find themselves redundant or indeed maybe on a 2 or 3 day week. So they need to get back out into the workforce again.
Yes, it's, as everybody knows, it's not easy right now. There has been a major shrinkage of jobs, and people, as you say, who were previously on full-time jobs or have lost their jobs or are down to 2 or 3 days a week. So it's asking a lot of questions of people out there right now to try and get through and get on and make progress and maybe get one step up the ladder than they currently are.
And Liam, I suppose, unfortunately for a lot of people, they may not necessarily get back into the type of work that they're doing. So you have various different people from various different backgrounds applying for jobs and any job at this stage.
Yes, a very common case we experience is people who may have worked, the obvious example being construction, where they would have worked there for maybe 10 or 15 or 20 years, and that industry has gone through a very tough time. You have recruited people, you have motivated staff, you have liaised with suppliers and contractors. So there's a great deal you may have done that might be very valuable in the next sector you're going to. So the challenge for people is to step back a little bit from the sort of the real nuts and bolts of what they were doing in one sector and see what are the transferable skills that they or attributes that they developed through that through working in that sector and see how they might transfer to another sector.
Well, it would be wrong then of people to think, look, I have been a shop assistant for 10 years or I have been a
okay. Mm-hmm. But she went into the interview and gave a right good do so again. People, employers still react positively to that kind of attitude. So yes, by all means, get the training you need or the experience you need, however you get it, to transfer sectors. But don't believe that just because you don't have a whole bundle of experience, you are immediately debarred from working in that sector. Mm-hmm. If you have the enthusiasm, it will go a long way, particularly if you align it to some training as well or some work experience as well.
Okay, now, your first point of contact for any job is your curriculum vitae. So how can I make my curriculum vitae stand out over yours?
I suppose a first point that should be said about CVs is that a great number of people don't realise their CVs are poor. Mm-hmm. They don't realise that a CV need not just be one long list of things that you have done in your life arranged chronologically. It's a sales document and you must look at it afresh and see, does this sell me? And does it sell me to the very job I'm now applying? If the employer is looking for somebody to sell new cars, don't try and sell to them somebody who's a pastor, if you know what I mean. You've got to try and speak directly to the employer. You've got to do things like a personal profile at the start of your CV where you summarize who you are, what skills you have, and you write that particularly with an eye on what the employer will be looking for. And then you've got to section like key achievements or key skills, attributes and achievements, where you summarize 5 or 6 more things about yourself. And all of those should make sense to the employer. So the challenge I would set people very simply is to take out their CV right now if they can, or this evening when they go home or whatever, and fold the first page in half and read just the top half of that first page. And say to yourself, if the employer was only reading this, would they be encouraged to contact me further? Because bear in mind, there are so many CVs landing on employers and recruiters' desks right now that may be all they'll read. And yet you'll find most people's CVs, when they do this test we're talking about, when they check their CV, they'll see that the first half, the first page, is frequently taken up with a big, long address, contact details, nationality, marital status, taking up the entire first half of the first page. And if that's all the employer sees and the employer's in a hurry that day, that may just get binned straight away. So you must, early on in your CV, seek to put in things like your personal profile, your key achievements, skills and attributes, so that by the time the employer gets the first half, the end of the first half of the first page, they are prompted to contact you more, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so it's not good enough anymore to say, look, I have 3 or 4 jobs I've seen advertised, I'm going to apply for them, but it's not good enough to print off your CV and decide, oh, that CV will do the whole lot.
No, you should really tweak it every time, because every employer has a set of needs that you need to try and meet. So once you look at what the employer is looking for, and that's generally contained in the job spec or the advertisement, once you look at what they're looking for, you should then tweak your CV as best you can to speak directly to that employer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a CV that you do up, your CV may be seen by hundreds of pairs of eyes, but at any one time, only one pair of eyes is looking at it, and that you must think about that pair of eyes. So if I'm applying today to a job in somewhere in Sligo, I must think about that employer, what their needs are as defined by the job advert, what their needs are, what sense you have about the employer based on their website or other documentation that they have. So you must really start with what the employer is looking for and see, can you meet that? Most people do what you said there, which is they create one CV and broadcast that out ad nauseum and then wonder why it's not landing with employers. Well, the problem is that you have created one version of yourself and just sent it out there and not really considered what the employer is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I'm trying to buy a car today, please don't try and sell me a trailer. And the same applies with your CV. The employer is trying to buy a particular type of employee, and you must try and show the employer that you are that type of employee. If you are, if not, you don't apply for the job.
Okay, so you really need through your CV to sell yourself, because that is the first point of contact. And I know over the coming weeks we'll be going into more detail on this. What we're going to do, Liam, is we're actually inviting people who are unemployed and who maybe would like their CV looked over. They'd like some mentoring on mock interviews, interview training technique to contact us, because we're actually going to, over the coming weeks, mentor someone. Can you just tell us what we're going to do, Liam?
Yes, well, but as you said there, you will select somebody who would like to be mentored in terms of getting their CV updated and getting it to look professional and to look as good as it can look for them. And then we will take them through the process of applying for some jobs, hopefully getting to interview stage, and also prepping them for interview as well. We can do all of that. It's one of the services we offer. We can do all of that remotely by telephone and Skype. It's one of the ways we run our operation. So we would hope to take that that person and get them ready for the jobs market to get their story better told, so to speak, and get them to a situation where they can do better interviews as well, and hopefully land somebody that job.
Okay.
You know, I suppose the point we are trying to make overall is that if you take a fresh look at your whole career stuff, your CV and your interview performance and that, and get some help, be it professionally from someone like us, or be it from just friends who have experience in this area, you'd be very surprised by the improvements you can make. I mean, I rarely see a CV that I can't improve by up to 30 or 40%, and most of them I see I can improve by 70 or 80%. Mm-hmm. And if you ask any of the recruitment companies or employers in your region there what kind of CVs they get in the door, I would be very surprised if many of them told you to get good CVs, because almost invariably CVs are bad.
Mm. Liam, what are the worst mistakes that people make on their CV? I presume that for the most obvious is spelling mistakes.
Spelling mistakes are definitely one. I suppose the one I described a bit earlier, where they just list stuff, but they don't sell themselves. They don't think about the employer, and they just put down information like, I worked in such and such a place, and leave it at that almost. It's a sales document. They need to sell themselves more. Gaps on a CV, and often gaps are left unnecessarily on a CV, because people say, oh, they don't need to know I worked there. But if you don't tell them where you were, it can lead to suspicion about where you might have been. That's another common one. A very common one is people writing too long of a CV. I have met very few people who need to go over 2 pages of their CV. And, you know, and the point I'd make there is that while you might have done loads and loads of interesting things, the onus is on you to package all that in such a way that the employer can digest it very quickly. Don't ask the employer to read War and Peace. What all they want to read is a quick summary of who you are.
Who you are, exactly.
And then, so being decisive, and you know, ego or vanity can be hurt in that process, but you must be decisive and say, okay, of all the 10 jobs I've had or the different things I've done in my community or in sporting or whatever, what are the key things here, the really key things, and edit until you get down to 2 pages, knowing then that the employer, if you give somebody too much to read, you cannot be sure what they'll read, whereas if you give them less, you control what they're reading. So,
so less is more. What we're asking our listeners to do, if you would like us to look over your CV, we're going to select someone, and that you will join us on the program. You must be willing to come on to the radio show with myself and Liam as well. We'll have a look at your CV, point out what's good about it, what's bad about it, what it is. Interview training and technique. You can call us to 0818 365 500 and just give us your name, or you can email us to comments@oceanfm.ie and say that you would like to take part in this. And obviously we would be hoping that you would be applying for jobs as well. And over the coming weeks, Liam, we'll be going through more of about how to prepare yourself for an interview, that all important cover letter as well, and indeed maybe some from interview techniques as well.
Yes, indeed. And if anybody wants any information on CV and interview preparation, they can email getthatjob@sleenuacareers.com, or they can call us at 094-95-429-65. And as I said, all of our services are available online as well as face-to-face. So no matter where you're located, we can help you with your career.
Okay, all right, Liam, and we look forward to speaking with you over the coming weeks on the programme. That's Liam Horan there from Sleenua Careers. And if you would like to take part in that this particular venture, for Liam to look over your CV and, again, as we say, interview technique and training, give us a call. Just register your name to 0818 365 500, or indeed you can email us to comments@oceanfm.ie. But you must be willing to come on air and we'll discuss your CV and indeed follow your progress then to hopefully end up getting a job.